Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Coming up at 7:40 this morning, so coming up in about a half an hour, Lily Meskers. Lily Meskers, she is that the student athlete slash student journalist. She's a journalism student at the University of Montana, and she's also a student athlete on the track team, a sprinter on the track team, D1 athlete. She is the one who broke that big story 1 week ago that's now got national attention. The New York Post, Fox News, The Washington Times, the UK Daily Mail, a few other outlets have covered this big story where a dark money group supporting Liberal Senator John Tester was trying to do paid endorsements, was trying to purchase paid endorsements of student athletes here in Montana to try to pay them to endorse Liberal Senator John Tester. And apparently a lot of them refused to endorse him. They refused even payments to endorse the guy because of his vote against women's sports, his vote to allow men into women's sports. So anyway, we caught up with Lily Meskers last week on this show. I want to get her take on the news coverage of this big story. She was on Laura Ingraham's program Friday night with Kaylee McEnany. Kaylee McEnany was guest hosting for Laura Ingraham on Friday night. I've been trying to track down the audio, but I don't know if it's posted online anywhere. But anyway, we'll talk with her about that. We'll talk about the international attention her story has received, combined with the lack of Montana media coverage her story has received. This further exposes how fake the Montana media is, how much they cover for Liberal Senator John Tester, and how much they protect this guy. Yes, they are interfering in the elections by never questioning Liberal Senator John Tester. Plus, this is kind of a good question. Why did the UK Daily Mail? Why did they use bikini photos of this, you know, female student athlete? I think I have the answer. It's because you know, typical online clickbait trash. That's what these outlets do because they're so desperate for clicks on their website that that's what they'll do. They'll snag your photos from your beach vacation, and then they'll take those and then they'll put them in their article. But because Lily asked me a good question. She says, why did they use those photos? Were they trying to discredit me? And I'm like, my response was like, no, it's probably just typical online clickbait trash. You see clickbait trash everywhere. It's because these news outlets or, you know, other websites, they're so desperate for clicks on their website but to me, that it's part of a broader narrative here, which is like, these online social media companies, websites, etc., they'll disrespect women by throwing their bikini photos on there instead of just using serious photos for a serious news story. But also, look at the way the Montana media will disrespect these young women and refuse to cover this important story.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell steps aside from his leadership post later this year, but that doesn't mean the Kentucky Republican isn't still using his influence when it comes to congressional earmarks. McConnell prevailed as the top earmarker in the Senate, tagging nearly $500 million for Kentucky in upcoming 2025 spending bills. McConnell deployed his clout to author $498.9 million worth of projects in 8 of the Senate's new spending bills. Democrats restored earmarking in 2021 after a decade-long absence. McConnell sat out earmarking for the first 3 years. McConnell joins 3 first-time earmarkers on the Republican side. There are now 21 Republicans who take earmarks. All Democrats except 2 do earmarks. Earmarking does not add to the deficit. The definition of an earmark is a congressional allocation of a specific amount of money for a specific project at a specific place. The Constitution grants authority over all spending, including the opportunity for specific earmarks to Congress. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With breaks of sun and some cloudiness around the area today, we'll see some scattered showers and a few thunder showers, especially towards the Bozeman area. High temperature readings will range from around 80 in Bozeman to the low 90s in Billings. For tonight, scattered showers, a few thunder showers around, especially early. Lows in the upper 40s in Bozeman to near 60 in the Billings vicinity. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, it is so obvious to spot the liberal media bias here in Montana. They never ask liberal Senator John Tester any tough questions. They never hold him accountable. Yet they do this phony press release reporting for any fake news he wants to pump out there. Hey, I tell you what, Montana Talks, go to the Montana Talks website. Go download the Montana Talks app because we're going to deliver the stories they refuse to tell. MontanaTalks.com. Download the Montana Talks app on your phone. Providing me.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Yeah, not only was Lily Meskers, this University of Montana student, on with Laura Ingram, well, Kaylee McEnany on Laura's show Friday night on Fox News, Riley Gaines also speaking out and calling out Liberal Senator John Tester over this story about paid political endorsements for college student athletes. I'll play the Riley Gaines audio here in a little bit, but first we want to get to your phone calls and your messages. You can message us on the Montana Talks app or call in at 406-294-0970. Scott in Butte sent us a message because in the 6 o'clock hour I was talking about Labor Day and how the Democrat Party has just been destroying union jobs. See, they'd rather fill those jobs with illegal aliens, so that's why they're more than willing to kick you union guys to the curb. Scott in Butte sent us this message. Union bosses support the Democrats because they are out of touch with the average union worker. The worker is unemployed, but the boss still keeps getting paid. Oh, that's interesting. Scott, thanks for that message. All right, let's go to Nancy in Roundup on the phone lines. Nancy, thanks for the call.
Well, good morning, Montana Talks, and I hope everyone had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. And I just want to say you're talking about Hamas murdering the hostages. 62% of the people of Israel support Netanyahu and protecting that Gaza, trying to wipe out Hamas. And 16 hours ago, the Israel Times received a video from Hamas, and it actually shows them executing one of the hostages. As I understand, an extremely brutal and extremely cruel. It's cruelty on top of cruelty. And you mentioned Stacey Zinn the other day. And Stacey, if you listen to KBUL Montana Talks this morning, good morning, my patriot sister. During her campaigning, she was telling us how she almost was murdered by a car bomb. I mean, you know, it seems to be willful ignorance on our college students that do these protests in favor of Hamas and the Palestinians. They don't seem to see the reality of this. But you can see the reality if you look up this video, the Israel Times, and if you've got the guts to watch it. I don't have the guts to watch it. So, but before I leave, I just want to say one more thing. The governors of Texas and Virginia, in Virginia, Governor Youngkin has found 6,300 illegals registered to vote in our federal election. In Texas, Governor Abbott has found 6,800. Of course, these immediately were taken off the scrolls. But illegals are registering to vote in our federal elections, trying to make Kamala Harris our president so they can just to keep the border open. So, wise up, people. These people are trying to, they not only are invading our country, but they're just trying to determine our government now.
That's right. And Democrats in Congress have introduced legislation. I was talking with some friends in Butte about this over the weekend. Democrats in Congress have now introduced legislation that not only would fast-track citizenship for illegal aliens in this country so they can fast-track them into the voting lines. But they want to take any of the illegal aliens that President Trump previously deported, and they want to bring them back to the United States of America and then fast-track them into citizenship as well. That's something that the Democrats on Capitol Hill are pushing right now as we speak. Let's see. The protesters on these college campuses, Columbia, NYU, the same college campuses that served as host to these disgusting anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish protests last year as they wrapped up their school year. Now the same useful idiots are showing back up at these college campuses to protest against Israel, even after these Hamas terrorists just murdered innocent hostages, including an American citizen, over the weekend. And by the way, what about Tom Cotton, the point that he made where, you know, here you had Kamala Harris lecturing Israel, don't go into Rafah, don't go into Rafah. Where did they find these hostages? Where were these hostages at? They were in Rafah, an American citizen held hostage in Rafah. And Kamala Harris lecturing our friends, don't go into Rafah. Absolutely disgusting. By the way, I don't know if you heard this story, Nancy. FoxNews.com has this story published earlier this morning. Two U.S. Marines were ambushed and assaulted by a mob of Turkish nationalists. A mob of Turkish nationalists attacked U.S. Marines in western Turkey on Monday, resulting in the arrests of 15 people. Let's see. In a statement, the governor's office of Izmir said that the assailants belonged to the Youth Union of Turkey, which is connected to the nationalist Vatan Party. The governor said that the victims, who were assigned to the USS Wasp, were physically attacked. The service members were identified as soldiers by authorities, but are U.S. Marines. Video posted to social media showed service members in civilian clothing yelling for help as they were restrained by a group of anti-American men. And it sounds like those men eventually have all now been arrested. The U.S. Embassy in Turkey confirming the incident in a statement published on social media on Monday and said that the Marines are safe. Anyway, that's a big story. FoxNews.com here posted earlier this morning. All right, Riley Gaines was on Fox Business with Stu Varney, ripping into liberal Senator John Tester and his dark money allies for trying to bribe female athletes to endorse him, even after he voted to basically destroy women's sports by allowing men to compete in women's sports.
You can plan barbecues and weddings. You can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
The new documentary, The Cattleman's Wife, recently debuted. The story centered around the life and legacy of Montana's Babe Goggins, wife of the late Pat Goggins, offers a unique glimpse into the role she played in her family's success and the larger agriculture community. I spoke with Brian Anderson, husband of Babe's granddaughter, Becky Anderson, on how the documentary came together.
Getting to know Pat and Babe and marrying into the family, I got to see kind of from the outside what they put together. And everybody talks about what Pat put together and the newspaper and the As I See It articles. But then nobody really ever spoke about who was beside him throughout this entire process. We went through the process of trying to get a point of view from Babe's standpoint as to what she saw and how she helped Pat, you know, build ranches and stockyards and the newspaper and everything that they've put together. And throughout the entire process turned into not as much as she saw it, but more about Babe and the role that she played as a mom, a grandmother, a great grandmother now, and the being a pillar of a community and what she's done in regards to the growth of the family and basically just being a rock for everybody. It turned out different than what we initially started it kind of wanting to look like, and it just turned into its own story. And
to watch the 20-minute documentary on the 93-year-old Babe Goggins and the impact she's had on Montana agriculture, visit Lane Nordlund Ag Podcaster's Facebook page. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Lily Mesker's asked me a really good question. You know, there are all these news stories coming out last week, national news stories, international news stories. And she asked me a really good question. Why did the UK Daily Mail use these photos of her? She's a student athlete. She's a student journalist. She's a junior studying journalism at the University of Montana. She broke this major story about you know, paid political endorsements being offered to student athletes to support John Tester. Many of them refused. Well, as far as we know, all of them refused. And a couple of these young ladies cited John Tester's vote to allow men into women's sports as the reason for refusing this endorsement. But she asked a really good question. Why did the UK Daily Mail? And my response, and we'll get her take here in just a few minutes, was that, look, you see this all the time, especially with these UK publications, the UK Sun, the UK Daily Mail. It's all celebrity news, and it's all and so it's clickbait. It's clickbait trash. And you see as more and more of these news outlets push towards digital media, away from traditional newspapers, away from traditional television, et cetera. They're all desperate for clicks. And so that's why they'll put that stuff out there. But what I think is interesting is it shows how they will basically demean women for clicks on their websites. But let's be honest, the Montana media is also demeaning women. Because when these TV news editors and these newspaper editors sit back and say, no, we don't care about women's sports. We don't care about female student athletes at the University of Montana. No, we're not going to report this story. They're choosing John Tester over these young ladies. They're choosing to protect John Tester and his vote to destroy women's sports instead of to promote women's sports and to protect women's sports. I mean, think about it. This young lady is studying journalism at the University of Montana. You could go to the Bozeman Daily Chronicle in Bozeman, Montana right now, and their newsroom is painted in grizz colors. Even though they're in the hometown of the Montana State Bobcats, the Bozeman Daily Chronicle, last time I was there, they have grizz colors in the Bozeman Daily Chronicle newsroom. Because, you know, most of the people working in journalism, newspapers, TVs, et cetera, went to the School of Journalism at the University of Montana. They don't even want to promote one of their own. Rising up through the ranks, studying journalism at the University of Montana right now because she dared to report on a story that they refuse to report. That's how phony these people are. That's how in the back pocket of the Democrat Party and of John Tester they are. That they will choose him over her. They will choose protecting him over protecting women's sports. Anyway, we'll get Lily's take here in just a second. Steve in Ballantyne next up on the phone lines. What's going on, Steve?
Morning, Aaron. Well, you know, we've all forgotten. You know, the Democrat Party just loves to play that race card, right?
Oh, yeah.
They just love it. Well, I just heard it's a conservative ad against Tester. I just forgot all about this. But remember, if you were white, you did not get that $100,000 non-payback loan from the government. But if you're a black farmer or some other colored farmer, you get it. But if you were white, you didn't. How much more racist? I forgot all about that. How much more racist can you get because Tester voted for that?
That was the USDA. That was for farm loans. They did a farm loan forgiveness program. But you had to be non-white. Although Steve, I've heard of a white guy getting it Apparently, he just there was no joke. There was a guy. We have a guy on the High Line of Montana. I'm not going to say which town. I don't want to, you know, get him in trouble or anything. But there's a white guy who got the racially segregated farm loan forgiveness program. He identified as Hispanic, and he said it worked.
Yeah. Well, anyway, like I said, you know, they play that. That's good for him, but they play that race card so hard. I think we ought to be letting everyone know. I forgot all about it. We need to let all Americans, or the Montanans, you know, let them all know and keep it up on them that that's how racist that man was. He took and voted to not give a white farmer the same, you know, and they.
Well, I'm trying to think. Did they vote on it? Did they actually vote on it? Or did Joe Biden just whip out his pen and his phone and just do it via executive action? I'm trying to remember if there was an actual vote. Good point.
Well, this conservative ad I heard, it was put on by conservative group. That's what they said. They
said he voted. But wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me. He's been with Biden every step of the way, that's for sure. Racist farm forgiveness programs and more, right? That was the exact soundbite I was going to play for you there. That tied in perfectly with that phone call from Steve and Bound. Yeah, about a thank you, remember? Yeah, about a thank you, remember? Where did that accent come from? That is the worst accent I've ever heard from Kamala talking about her policies. Oh. She goes from like the snobby valley girl. Oh, your Stanley Cup isn't as nice as my Stanley and my policies. To this foghorn leghorn. That's what she's being compared to. FoxNews.com has some of the tweets where her cringe new accent at the Detroit rally is sparking foghorn leghorn comparisons here. Wasn't that bad? Wasn't that bad? I mean, here's Kamala Harris, whose family, she comes from a family of slave owners. She grew up in Canada. Where did this accent come from? I mean, no wonder President Trump's support in the black community continues to rise, not only because of his policies, but just because of, like, what a phony Kamala Harris is here. Man, that was bad. All right, let me see here. That was the exact clip I was going to play for you here. Just a second. Let's see if you missed it. No, I'm not going to play it again. It's a little too much. Okay, I can't resist. Here you go.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
Oh, you better thank a Democrat for killing the Keystone Pipeline. You better thank a Democrat for telling you to get the jab or lose your job at the railroad. You better thank a Democrat for killing Colstrip 1 and 2. You better thank a Democrat for the war on coal that's going to kill Colstrip. And if it kills Colstrip, it also kills Montana Resources in Butte. You better thank a union member for the defund the police that the Democrats have been pushing. You better thank, oh man, I know I could go on and continue to be as obnoxious as what you just heard out of the Democrat candidate for the president of the United States. My goodness. By the way, another random headline for you here before we get to our next break, and then Lily Meskers, that student athlete from the University of Montana, is going to be back with us on the show, looking back at the week's worth of coverage and the lack thereof in the Montana media. Here's a headline for you. We're going to talk more about this one with John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter. I think that's where I first saw it. This is from the New York Post. Migrants flooding New York City's justice system as pathetic sanctuary city law handcuff cops. So if migrants are flooding the justice system in New York City, How many, what percentage would you guess? If you were to guess, what percentage of folks in the jails in New York are illegal aliens? 75% of the arrests in Midtown Manhattan are so-called migrants, or legal aliens, as they're more appropriately called.
Talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad. for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's sneak in one more quick phone call here, and then we'll jump right into our conversation with Lily Meskers from the University of Montana. Cheryl in Manhattan, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, last night I was watching Nonstop Local, and they have the worst tester ads on there. Well, and the newest ad is, I'm voting for Donald Trump, but I'm also voting for John Tester because John Tester is, you know, is for Montana. And I find myself screaming at the television, then you're voting against Donald Trump. You're voting against Trump. Tester voted twice to impeach Trump. And so anyway, I'm really hoping an ad comes out for Tim Sheehy that points this out, that a vote for Tester is a vote against Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
That's all he has to say.
No, that's clearly, they've not only been taking that tactic in their TV ads. Cheryl, thanks for the call. They've been doing that. I've heard from some friends in Butte that is the approach. Think about it. In Butte, the Democrat stronghold of Butte, John Tester's dark money campaign operatives have to go around telling people, oh, well, I'm voting for Trump, but I'm voting for... Why do you have to run from your own record? Why do you have to run from the Democrat Party in Butte, of all places? This just shows you John Tester has to run from his record. He has to run from what he really believes in order to try to convince people to vote for him. What a phony. Yeah, no, Cheryl, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Glad we could sneak you in. Well, great to have Lily Meskers back on the phone line with us here. She was on the show with us last week, and if you missed that conversation, you got to go back and listen to the podcast. Very impressive young lady. She is a junior at the University of Montana studying, not just studying journalism, but already actually doing real-world journalism, and she's a D1 athlete on the track team. She broke this big story about how a dark money group backing liberal Senator John Tester was trying to offer up paid political endorsements to student athletes. Many of those student athletes rejecting that offer, citing John Tester's vote to allow men into women's sports. Lily, first off, again, congratulations on breaking the big story. Kind of describe the past week. You've gotten a lot of national and international news attention, but yet the liberal media here in Montana doesn't seem interested in reporting the news.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been a crazy week for me so far. You know, I wrote this story knowing that this is going to be of public interest. A lot of people are going to like this story, but, you know, I didn't really expect it to take off as much as it did. I knew it was, like, in the next day that I already had 5 different news companies calling me to interview me about this story, and I was like, wow, people really want to hear this story right now.
I know, like, we covered it. You broke the story on our Montana Talks website. I think Jason Walker and Helena with the Jason Walker Show did this. Did any other Montana outlets ever really reach out to you, or are they just all ignoring it while Fox News, New York Post, Washington Times, UK Daily Mail, and others all cover it?
No, really, that was you guys are kind of the main story that I published this through Montana. I know there might have been some smaller ones that just kind of quoted me throughout their piece, but other than that, yeah, it was really the main ones that took it up and ran with it.
Wow, talk about a real-world journalism class in media bias in journalism, and the fact that so many of these Montana outlets just cover for John Tester, if you ask me. What was it like? I just finally got a hold of the video and the audio from your appearance on Laura Ingraham's program Friday night with Kaylee McEnany as the guest host. What did you tell Kaylee McEnany, and how was that conversation?
Yeah, that was a crazy experience. I mean, I'm 19. I'm a student athlete journalist, so I wasn't really prepared to go on national news.
So when I got this call from Fox, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. I'm sweating my butt off. I'm like, what am I going to talk about? So the angle that she kind of took is more of like just a factual based angle. What happened? What did you do? Where do you think this money's coming from? So in that interview, she asked me, you know, this is this Montana Together. We can't really seem to find who they are and what they stand for, but where do you think the money's coming from? And so with that, I told her exactly what I believe, where, I mean, you're not going to have a company willing to pay that much money to endorse John Tester and not believe it's coming from John Tester.
Yeah, and that totally makes sense. I think that's just calling a spade. Riley Gaines basically said the same thing. She was on Fox Business with Stu Varney. Of course, Riley Gaines, this incredible female college athlete. She was the top female swimmer in the country, but then lost her trophy because a man got to identify as a woman and take the trophy instead. So she's now been such a big outspoken advocate for female athletes. Lily, if you don't mind, I'm going to play that clip. I meant to play it a little bit earlier and then get your reaction to what Riley Gaines has to say. All right, here we go. Hope Lily can hear it while she's on hold. This is Riley Gaines. It's only about a minute or so long here. Mike Berg shared this via X.com.
Offered thousands of dollars to endorse publicly Democrat Senator John Tester on social media. Riley Gaines is with us this morning. Tester's campaign claims they have no knowledge of this whatsoever. But big picture, Riley, what do you think about money for college athletes?
Well, let's first and foremost be clear about what this is from Tester and his campaign. This is Tester attempting to gaslight Montanans and really Americans into believing that he cares about female athletes and women's athletics. He does not. He has made that very clear in his voting record for the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act, along with 50 other Democrats. The Senate actually has two more weeks to vote on the Title IX CRA that already passed the House that would counter the Biden-Harris administration's harmful rewrite of Title IX. But I imagine they won't vote because Democrats don't want to be on the record saying they oppose biological reality and, frankly, common sense.
All right. So, yeah, that was Riley Gaines on with Stu Varney. Were you able to hear that while you were on hold there, Lily?
Yes, I was. And I could not agree more with Riley.
Have fellow students, have they caught the news coverage and seen any of the news media attention? I know it's been a busy week, you know, football games starting back up again, and then the Labor Day holiday and more.
Yeah, that's what's been really rewarding to me is a lot of girls on the team at Montana, other student athletes around the country have reached out to me and just said thank you. They said thank you for standing up for us and thank you for being a voice for us. And I think that in itself has been really rewarding to me because, you know, I was skeptical about doing this story just because you don't know what type of backlash you're going to get. But like I said before and on some of my other interviews, you know, what's more important is what's being shared and holding people accountable. That's what journalism is. It's to report the truth, share the facts. And so I'm so happy I did it. And these girls reaching out to me telling me thank you and telling me good job has only been a reminder that what I'm doing is important, what I'm doing has purpose.
I mean, this story's gotten millions of views just on X alone. I saw one tweet from, I don't know if I pronounce this right or not, at Behezi Tweets. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I know he's a popular Twitter account or X account, and he's got over 1 million views of this tweet mentioning your story in the Riley Gaines Fox Business interview and much more. Have you gotten any pushback, any blowback, any threats or anything like that in the days that followed?
Thankfully not. I think people realize that I'm a student journalist, and I'm so grateful for that, you know, because there are going to be people that are going to disagree with this article. My favorite comments are the one that says, this isn't true. And I just love looking at the email in my inbox and being like, there is nothing that is more true than this piece of journalism right here. This is me reporting on 100% of the facts. So other than that, I've really been shown nothing but support. And it's been really, I've been so grateful for that. Of course, I welcome any critiques, but I'm glad that a lot of people have just said, keep doing what you're doing, keep reporting the truth, and That's all you need to do.
Well, and it was verified by the University of Montana Athletics Department, who said, yeah, we got this endorsement offer, and like other endorsement offers, we forwarded it on to our student athletes. So that was verified by them. What about the UK Daily Mail? You asked me a good question. Why did they use like photos of you in a swimming suit? And my response was like, this is typical. Unfortunately, this is online news. So many of these social media sites, they're so desperate for clicks that that's what they do. They will demean women to get clicks. But then again, look at the way the Montana media, apparently they don't care enough about women's sports or women athletes to defend you either.
Yeah, I that was definitely surprised when I woke up looking at who had posted my news article, and then I find that the UK Daily Mail posted it. But instead of using my athletic photos, which there is a plethora of those, they scrolled deep onto my Instagram and screenshotted photos of me in swimsuits to use as my cover photos. So at first I called my mom and I'm like, Mom, this is humiliating. This is embarrassing. And she's like, do you not realize the strategy that they're trying to do? This is all for clickbait. This is all for credibility. Like, this isn't, like, you do not have to worry about this. This is going to be part of your journalism career. Like, you just have to accept that this is what they're going to do. Keep writing your stories. And, you know, this is just going to be part of it. And so at first I was pretty embarrassed. I was like, great, people are going to read this story and they're going to think, oh my goodness, this is just a girl in a bikini.
Your mom was spot on. I tell you what, hold that thought. I got to take a hard break here. Stand by. We'll be back.
Valvoline and Advanced Auto Parts have teamed up this summer to make sure that you're getting the ultimate protection. How? Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oils are specially engineered to provide 24 times stronger protection against engine-killing contaminants than the leading full synthetic. If you want to maximize the life of your engine, trust the ultimate protection. Trust Valvoline. Get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for only $32.99 at your local Advanced Auto Parts store today.
Fox News commentary.
A Dallas police officer was gunned down and killed in a targeted attack. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Ahead of Labor Day weekend, Dallas PD officer Darren Burks was shot and killed in the line of duty. The details of his death are even more maddening. According to Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia, Burks and two other officers were targeted simply for being officers. The suspect, Corey Cobb Bay, allegedly struck up a conversation with Officer Burks, recorded it on his cell phone, and then pulled out a handgun and opened fire on Burks while he was seated in his patrol car. Backup officers were also reportedly shot by the suspect before he fled and was eventually killed after a high-speed chase. This is sickening and brings back the horrible memories of the Dallas massacre in 2016 when 5 officers lost their lives after being ambushed. With all the election news, it's easy to let tragic and heartbreaking headlines like this one slip through the cracks, but we cannot allow that to happen. Americans, the war on cops is real and it must end. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show Tommy Lahren is Fearless at outkick.com.
Site.com for more details.
Man, it is so obvious to spot the liberal media bias here in Montana. They never ask liberal Senator John Tester any tough questions. They never hold him accountable. Yet they do this phony press release reporting for any fake news he wants to pump out there. Hey, I'll tell you what, Montana Talks, go to the Montana Talks website. Go download the Montana Talks app because we're going to deliver the stories.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spa Studio. The hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, good. I'm glad somebody liked my Kamala impersonation earlier. And policies. And then her foghorn leghorn bit that she pulled off in Detroit. Thank a Democrat. I can't even do it again. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, just walked in, and he'll be with us in the 8 o'clock hour. And I tried to do the Kamala parody again, and it just didn't work. But he said he was rolling. He liked it. A listener in Columbia Falls messaged us on the Montana Talks app. Thanks for the good laugh this morning. Loved your Kamala parody. Okay, that just happened. Anyway, somebody's ready for a few vacation days. As you can tell, if you're listening in this morning, it's going to be great. David Noble will be covering down on the show for the next few days. Let's jump back into the phone lines here. We've got Lily Meskers, the University of Montana student athlete slash student journalist who broke the big story. So, Lily, man, your mom, what a smart lady. She was talking about that UK Daily Mail using your bikini photos in a serious news story, and your mom's like, it's just clickbait. That's what these publications do. But tell us more about kind of the insight your mom gave you and more your reaction to the media coverage or lack thereof.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, my mom told me, hey, this is clickbait. Like, this is going to happen. But as a person, you're like, I feel embarrassed by this. You know, this is going to just take away from my credibility. And for like example, I was like, is this a shot at my credibility? And she's like, you know what? Do not worry about it. There has been so many other news stations that have published your piece, and it has its validity. They cannot deny your validity of your piece. My mom definitely is one of the most encouraging people in my life, and she definitely supports me through everything. So when she saw this was just another battle that we were going to overcome together. But my overall reaction to all of these shares on my story was just, I was shocked. I honestly was like, this was my first really big piece that I've written, and I didn't expect it to take off as it did and as fast as it did. And so it kind of all came out once, which was at first overwhelming, but throughout reading each person's review and each person's feedback, it just became more of an exciting thing, and I was really glad I got to share this piece with everyone.
Well, and it's interesting. I think, you know, it shows that in you know, most of America, I think Americans care. They care about women's sports. They care about our female athletes, and that's why they want to fight to protect women's sports. But I think also the fact that, you know, the UK Daily Mail and these types of publications will use these photographs for clickbait, and the way some in the media will ignore a story like this, to me, it's symbolic of the fact that, like, that society today is more concerned about the feelings of men who identify as women than they are about demeaning actual young women and girls. And that's symbolic of this fight over women's sports and safe spaces like locker rooms and bathrooms and everything else, is that some of these people are okay demeaning or belittling or ignoring the feelings of women, and they're more concerned about the feelings of men who want to identify as women.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I think those people are, honestly, the people that do support the men over the women are in the minority. I think that what happens is a lot of people are afraid to speak up because we're so afraid of cancel culture. You're so afraid of, how is this going to affect my job? How is this going to affect my roster spot? How is this going to affect my position in my college and the way people treat me? But I think, like, when I wrote this article, I came at it from a journalistic perspective. But also, you know, this is a story that needed to be told. Like, people are going to stay quiet about this because they're afraid of repercussions. But the more people that do speak out, the more people that do share their opinions, the more girls are going to get protected.
Well, great job again, and so great to get a chance to meet you, at least on the show here over the phones. And next time we'll make it back to Missoula, we'll have to come see you at the press box and leave one of those big tips that the pro-Trump folks always like to leave when they're at restaurants, et cetera.
Absolutely. It was so good to be back on, Aaron. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. All right. Quick break here on Montana Talks. Isn't that interesting, too, what she said about speaking up and realizing that you're in the majority, even and maybe especially on the University of Montana campus? That's pretty cool to hear. All right. Quick break. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, is up next. Go grab those pearls. You're going to want to clutch them at some point.